This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl.
Traders were underwhelmed by the events out of Cupertino. Apple shares dropped a bit more than 2% today. The broader markets did pretty well, though, and we'll get to those in turn. But about the Dow Jones Industrial Average, the blue chips, as they're called, the Dow 30. Well, sometimes you're in the club and sometimes you're out. Later this month, Alcoa, Bank of America, and Hewlett-Packard will be out. Nike, Goldman Sachs, and Visa are going to be in to the world's most relevant stock index. Or so the people behind the Dow would have you believe. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer reports.
A lot of claims are made about the Dow. It considers itself a benchmark for the economy, listing the country's most prominent firms.
They are America.
That's Bill Chambers. He teaches finance at Boston University. But the Dow isn't perfect. In fact, Chambers comes up with a whole list of disclaimers, like you see at the end of those miracle drug ads.
No group of 30 companies is ever going to reflect what is happening in the country. They still are really quite underweighted.
Chambers says one of the biggest problems is the Dow values companies based on their stock price, not how big they are. And the Dow is old. Tim Griske is chief investment officer of Solaris Asset Management. He calls the Dow antiquated.
Well, it really was your grandmother's market index. It's not what institutional investors use today.
Then why pay attention to the Dow at all? Well, because it's old, it's a way to compare the past and present. Consumers follow the Dow closely. They use it as a benchmark, and consumers have a huge impact on the economy. Mark Hamrick is with Bankrate.com.
Yeah, all you need to do is see a 5-inch high newspaper headline that says Dow falls 500 points to ruin retail sales in a given weekend.
And that's something that professional investors would notice. In Washington, I'm Nancy Marshall-Genzer for Marketplace.